On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, a man who dominated the Olympics, who dominates Clarendon Street, and now is dominating the Olympic commentary, Andrew Gase.
The Boomers and Opals are gunning for a medal in Tokyo, and this man is calling every moment.
Quickly to Gase. Oh, Elliot coming up. No. Gase!
He's a five-time Olympian, scoring nearly 800 points. Please welcome Andrew Gase.
Five. I mean, normally we see him out the windows here saying hello to people who don't know who he is.
But are they missing him down Clarendon Street?
Well, of course they are.
Gee, he hasn't been down there with his Australian tracksuit for a while.
No, but I'll tell you what he's doing is dominating with the coverage. Seven are doing a magnificent job with the Olympics, by the way. And the Boomers and the Opals are all the better for this man's commentary stylings. Welcome, Gase.
Oh, that is lovely. I tell you what, I just love the coverage. I mean, it's just the way you blokes go about it. It's very nice. I feel stroking here, going magnificently. But no, it is. Unfortunately, Opals, they came up short in that game, in their first game. But they'll be okay. And the Boomers, they're gathering some momentum and winning along the way. So, but it's been great. And when the Boomers are up, I'm up and about. So it's all good.
First game, they were okay, I thought, but got better in the second game. Really good win. There's a tough win against Italy. And there's a bloke that stood out to me, Gase, Nick Kay. I tell you what, he's only a meat and potatoes sort of a bloke, but he gets the job done, Gase.
He certainly does. He certainly does. He is a star, but he's not going to dazzle you with all the fancy moves. He just, like you say, he's a meat and potatoes type guy, and he gets the job done. He's great on the boards, and he's playing in those crucial moments a lot. Brian Gorgian's clearly got a lot of faith in him, as he should, because he's reliable and he rebounds, defends, can guard multiple people. So he's been great. And I think he had 15 or 16 yesterday, so he's putting some points on the board as well.
Well, so this is what we love. This is idiots like Bill and I watching you know nothing. But we expected Baines, we expected Mills, we expected Ingles to be as good as they are because they are superstars. But it's what's coming up underneath. Jock Landale, our boy, who's been in here regularly, one of our favourites. How good's he?
Nah, he's been sensational. And yesterday, it was the couple of... did you guys actually watch the game?
Yeah, we did.
Of course we did.
The couple of little tip-outs when the game was on the line, the couple of tip-outs to Ingles to knock down the three ball, and a crucial three ball, 4 points up at the time, whack, he knocks down the three ball. So he is, you're spot on, and elite up and down the floor and getting the job done. And the other one, that you should just start to, the arousal level should just be starting to lift, is Matisse Thybulle. I don't know. He plays for the Philadelphia 76ers, and I wasn't sure about how he's going to fit into this group, but he has been fantastic on the defensive end, and he shoots the ball okay, but what with the length and athleticism that he gives us on the defensive end is something special.
They're going after Millsy, the other mobs. They've obviously targeted him.
As they should, one of the all-time leaders in the Olympic competition. Yesterday against Italy, started off really well, but then they put the clamps on him. But what it does, the thing about it is that when he sees that, he's not just going to go out there on his own agenda. The way he distributes the ball, he's a fantastic decoy. He plays off the other guys really well and creates for others. So it's hard to keep him down, and he has just been inspiring to watch.
Hey, it's a different game, Gase, isn't it, than the NBA? Are the rules the same?
Much.
Is there any new rules or different rules?
No, there are a lot of different rules. And some of them are subtle. There's the obvious one where we don't have jump balls in international competition and they have a jump ball if there's a tie-up. So there's those kind of obvious ones. But then there's unsportsmanlike foul, and when the ball hits the rim, you're allowed to hit it off in the international game. There's a cylinder in an imaginary cylinder in the NBA game. So there's a few subtle differences, but I absolutely prefer the FIBA game, the international game.
Much better. They let it go, Gase. They don't bloody blow it dead all the time.
Correct. Now, that's why you've got these superstars from the NBA coming to the international game. It takes them a little while because when they're not getting the whistles that they normally get in the NBA, it's a much more physical game. But I don't think it takes away from the aesthetic of the game at all. I don't think it actually enhances it. And that's, one of the reasons why the Americans are struggling so far is because they've got to make those adjustments.
Oh, we've got to talk about Shinya.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I tell you what, yeah, it's a must to watch at night after the it's all happened at night, Jim, and you turn it over there. Well, you don't turn it over. They just appear.
Oh, yeah.
And Andrew Marr and Andrew Gaze, the chemistry is magnificent.
Lisa Stelaker in from Sydney.
Well, I don't know if she's on it because she doesn't get a word in.
No, that's not true.
She doesn't get a word in, Gaze. You forget she's there sometimes, bro, at least.
Well, you know what the problem is? We're at a desk and there's that massive screen behind and she's actually on. We can't see her unless we turn around and turn our heads.
We'll move the screen.
Mate, it's 15 metres long.
Oh, we'll move
the... It's not your little Samsung plugged on the wall.
We'll move the
you
desk.
You can't just pick it up and move it.
Because you forget about Perron.
$15 worth of screen.
Hey, but a good gag last night to kick it off.
Crispy.
Because Andy Marr couldn't do it last night. Yeah. So who came in to replace? Hamish came in.
Hamish,
the chemistry there. How was that? Good?
No, he was good. He was up and about. He was fun and had a good time.
Yeah, but Gazy come in, Jim, and he wore the captain's armband.
Yes.
Because Murray's the captain. He wasn't there. And tell you what, it was a good gag. It had me on the
visual
floor.
One.
A visual gag, and he had the green captain's armband on, and they spoke about that for 10 minutes.
Well, we've been keeping an eye on Shinya, and we've got some audio here of something we enjoyed. Have a listen.
But the French are giving him all they can handle. Right now, as we speak, Andy, it's 45-49.
Okay.
And this is going to be a genuine test. 2 years ago in 2019 in the World Cup, France beat the United
How many points
States.
Has Tony Parker got at halftime?
Tony's no longer playing, but he's a quality French player.
He was a quality.
What happened there, Gazy?
I'm just trying to bail my old mate out. No, I think it was just tongue-in-cheek. He knew that Tony Parker wasn't still running around with France. That's when we got the call. We called the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game. It was a bit of fun. Andy knows bugger all about it, you know. And,
but he thinks he knows.
He has a bit of fun with it. Yeah, he knows more than he likes to lead on. He's right into the hoop.
And some gold from Gazy too. What about this little quote he had here? Some funny stuff from Gazy.
Fontecchio, as you mentioned, Bogues, they'd be calling him Halley's Comet. Only passes once every 70-something years. He just does not pass.
What about that gold?
Hey, it was worked beautifully because Bogues, he was talking about Fontecchio, and my man, honestly, he'd rather pass a kidney stone than pass the ball. But he'd be leading me into it very, very nicely. It was a lot of fun.
So,
mate. We've got to have a bit of fun.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect, mate. That's why we love it. Now, tell me this. We've had the two wins for the Boomers.
Yes.
Are we straight through, or do we still need to keep winning in the pool games?
No, well, we will be straight through. So we'll be through to the quarterfinals, but we played Germany the last game. We want to get that win so we finish on top of the pool.
Right.
Now, in the pool C, I think it is, the pool that the United States are in, France beat them, so they're going to finish second. And the way it works is that the top three go through and the best placed second team go into one side of the draw.
Right.
And the next four go into the other side of the draw. So we want to win because the United States won by 50 yesterday. Mm. They beat Iran. So
they won by what?
50.
50.
So we, yeah.
What is it?
50. That's how you roll.
Cent.
That's how the young folks
roll.
Yeah, that's right. So if we're on the same side of the pool as them, then we avoid them in that quarterfinal game. You don't meet them until the final. So that is important, and that's why we need to get the win tomorrow.
What are the Germans like?
That's
are they any
on
good?
Saturday. Yeah. Germans are okay. They're all right. They Italy got the better of them, but they can still test us. Well, our pool, I think, as far as depth, is the toughest because Nigeria are no slouches either, and we got over them.
Yeah.
So we got no bunnies in our pool, whereas Iran, they're no good. No good. And so, a little bit easier in some of the other pools.
Right.
And
right,
Josh Giddey, he goes, gets picked up, gets drafted.
Tomorrow. Yes, he'll go, he'll be in the top, I'm tipping the top 10. He'll go no later than 14, so he's got a very, very bright future. But it's going to be interesting. It's I'm excited for him. It's a great opportunity for him.
Good on him.
Gazy, you are a champion. We love what you're doing, not only with the Shinya, but also Shinya. With the two basketball teams. It's brilliant to listen to and watch.
And remember Lisa, please.
Yes. of course, Billy. No, I appreciate it, guys. And, good things happening with the Boomers, and let's have the Opals get back on track.
Yes, exactly.
So Rush Hour, JB and Bill on Triple M.